Welcome to Follow the Sound. I'm your host, Brian Kroc. Each week we explore a different aspect of music, be it concerts, albums, or just the artists themselves. This week, we get into something a little bit more fun than what we did last week. Last week, it was a lot of history. It was a lot of heavy thinking, and it was something that I thought was truly great. But at the same time, it's not exactly who I am most of the time. Most of the time, I sit there and I listen to music and I think, why in the world was this created? There's no depth to it. There's no real truth behind what is being said. It's mainly just made for profit, or it's just something that people decided to write for some other artist. But every once in a while, you come across something that really shakes you. Rival Sons is such a band that I found. I went to see the Red Rocker, Sammy Hagar. And Sammy Hagar comes to St. Louis every year, and he puts on a show, and everybody goes nuts. He is huge in this area. So a couple years ago, Sammy Hagar comes to town, and he brings along this band to open for him called Rival Sons. There was another band there that was a Stevie Ray Vaughan cover band, but I never care about cover bands. I say, if you're going to form a band, you might as well do your own music. But that is neither here nor there. Let's get back to Rival Sons. I had no clue who Rival Sons were, and I decided to go out and check them out. So I walk out there, and I'm standing there, and these guys, the lead singer is a guy named Jay Buchanan. And Jay's standing there talking, and he's just like, a lot of bands just come out and play rock. He's like, we don't play rock. We play rock and roll. And then they started to play some of the best rock and roll that I've heard in a very long time. And it went a little something like this. There they were, standing up on stage, the lead singer dancing around, and this raw power just comes out of the speakers. And then his voice kicked in with this. One day, my prayers are gonna be answered. For so long, I've been hungry for something else. But there's a will, there's a way. I work hard, cause at the end of the day, the Lord helps those that help themselves. Needless to say, I was floored. This band got up there and rocked so hard, it was ridiculous. Just in this one song alone, they established exactly who they were and exactly what they were there to do. I don't think I've ever come across a band who could win a crowd that fast, and they absolutely did. It was amazing. So I stood there for a good while listening to this band. I couldn't stay there the entire time, but I definitely wanted to check them out later. So I ended up looking for one of their albums at the library, actually, because I just happened to be there on a lunch break for work. And I actually found out that they had the third album of Rival Sons, which is called Head Down, and lyric from the chorus of this song, keep your head down, but keep on swinging. They released an album in 2009 and 2011. This album came out in 2012. So it's a little bit back, a couple of years ago. And they've released one since then called Great Western Valkyrie, which is quite good too. A little bit different style than what they had done before, but still really, really good. They love that heavy riff-driven rock sound that I really like. Hey, keep my head down. The lineup's changed a little bit since this album came out. They replaced their bass player with a guy named Dave Best. At least I think that's how you say his name. But the lineup currently consists of Jay Buchanan, Scott Holiday, Mike Miley, and Dave Best. And this group of four just tear it up. But not only do they have this kind of rock, they also seem to have a little bit of California rock under their belt, too. I guess you can't really help it. I believe they came from California. Yeah, they come from Long Beach, California. They can't really help it. It's in their blood. She's too sweet for me, and I can't even taste it. The song Wild Animal is really good. I do enjoy it. But next up on the list, I definitely want to play you Until the Sun Comes. It's a different feel for the singer, at least. It's not as power vocals as he's done in other songs, but it's really good. And you can hear the sort of effects that they put on his voice. It's a song that makes you want to tap your foot or move around and really get going. It's the type of song that you also want to play when you've got a convertible and you're driving up the highway next to the beach, which I've done. I'll be staring at your eyes. Hey, hey, and we can dance. We can dance until the sun comes up. And we can dance. We can dance until the sun comes up. Until the sun comes. And if you don't believe what I say, probably my favorite song on this entire album is Run From Revelation. This really, really showcases their blues rock feel, while still maintaining that heavy guitar riff-driven song. But this really, really shows off Jay's singing abilities. I remember the first time I heard it, and then I heard him hit this note. You have to have an awesome set of pipes to hit that kind of a note in a song. And frankly, I don't know of many singers that can do that. Back when I was a young man, I used to be a strong one. I could stand through the storm and command it to pass. Now I'm lying to face. it down a bit, they don't do just heavy songs. They do slower songs too. So on the low end of this, they got a song called Jordan, which I believe is a reference to the River Jordan, because he says, I'll meet you on the other side of the Jordan. Just give it a listen. It's nice and mellow and very cool.
The wolves look to the moon, and the ocean to the sky. I've looked to you my whole life. Now I have to say goodbye. But to say that I've lost you is a selfish thing to say. I've never seen nothing as beautiful as watching you slip away. See you go in the arms of your angels than to stay right here with me. I'll meet you on the other side of the Jordan. Now let your soul.
Next song I'm going to play on the album is a song called All the Way. You remember last week I said something about blues shuffles being sort of a happy kind of feel. Well, this song All the Way is exactly that. It's that fast blues shuffle, and it's a good, happy, feel-good kind of song. Well, Rival Sons definitely does more of the blues side of it than Fleetwood Mac or the Beach Boys did.
Well, that happened many more times due to various reasons. They said I was a colorful boy. I didn't play ball, so I couldn't get the chicks till I picked up a guitar and learned a couple licks and I went. Didn't exactly sound like that, but anyhow, you get the picture. But I found my focus and I found my steam. For the rest of my life, I'm gonna fight for this dream, you know. This time I'm going all the way. This time I'm going all the way. This time I'm going all the way. This time I'm going all the way.
Another song on the list that definitely breaks a little bit away from what they've done in the on the previous albums and on this particular album as well, the song called The Heist. To me, this sounds a bit more like something from the 60s. I don't know why, but it does. To me, it sounds like something that would be played in the latter part of 60s rock and roll. If somebody could actually tell me who they sound like in this song, I would greatly appreciate it. I'm sure my dad knows. At After that, they got another real heavy driving song, which is really good. I suggest you give it a listen, but I'm actually going to skip that one. Instead, I'm going to go on to a track a little bit further down. As I said last week as well, many great albums that I know of have instrumental tracks. Well, this album is no different. The song is called Nava, and it's this great acoustic song. The guitar in the background drones on the tonic, which the tonic is the note that is sort of underlying in the song. But it's very bluesy, but not southern blues, more of a western blues, like you're out on the fields in the plains riding a horse, but not country. It's also the shortest song on the album at around 2 minutes. And immediately right after, of course, is the longest song on the album, which is called Manifest Destiny Part 1, which, of course, is an extremely heavy song. This one has a lot more depth to it. There's multiple vocal tracks, and there's multiple guitar tracks, and the reverb is real heavy on the other instruments, like the drums. This song is designed to really take you on a journey, though. Falls more into a progressive rock style with a heavy blues and heavy rock influence. Not quite Pink Floyd, definitely harder, though. After Manifest Destiny Part 1 is Manifest Destiny Part 2.
watched a soldier from the hills last night, and we keep on watching till the morning light.
We're taking lives at dawn. We're taking lives at dawn. We're taking lives at dawn.
The last song on the album, though, is a song called True. It starts off with this real reverby guitar in the background and slowly comes to the forefront. Once again, with the acoustic guitar like this, they're droning that tonic in the background. Jay's vocals on this song sound very old-style folk, not 50s folk. I'm talking way further back, like English folk songs, Irish folk songs. Frankly, I think it's a great end to the album, because there's been so much up and down with the rock and the heavy and just their raw power. This kind of a close just makes perfect sense to this album. It's like the sweet dessert at the end of a good meal.
They will call.
So that was Rival Sons' third album, Head Down, which was released in 2012 and is not an album that charted really on anything major in the U.S. Did some good stuff over in foreign countries, but once again, still nothing that really happened in the U.S. And that's where this band sort of lies right now. They're underneath a lot of other major touring bands, but they themselves are a great touring band. But they've been together for a good while now, since 2009, and they're currently signed to Earache Records, of which I actually know nothing about Earache Records, but I'm probably going to give their lineup a listen in the near future. But I know one thing right now is that Rival Sons is currently touring with Black Sabbath on their final farewell tour, and are supposed to be with them for the entire tour. So, if you get a chance, you absolutely need to check these guys out. They are by far one of the best rock bands I've ever come across. So I hope you enjoyed listening to Rival Sons with me today. I know I always enjoy going through this album. It is one of my favorites from the last 2 years that I've been listening to it. I hope it's impacted you in some way, shape, or form, kind of the way they did when I first started listening to them. So that's all for this week. Keep your ears open for any good music out there that you might be searching for. And remember, if you hear it, follow the sound.